We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Oh, the things come out so fast and furious. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here I am getting ready to do all this great stuff for Northern Nevada. And you just click on something and you're like, what? So, unfortunately, I just clicked on a story about Canadian COVID internment camps. Canada is starting to build the internment camps for people who are supposedly positive with the virus. How on earth can anybody even look at that with a straight face when it has been proven that 90% of the tests that come up positive are false? You have to not only pay attention to what is going on here at home, but you have to pay attention and do your research on what's happening around us as well. And I mean, as a country, I mean, Canada, Mexico, Africa, you know, they're doing a lot of testing on COVID vaccines in Africa. And these people are not happy because they are forced vaccine tests. That's right. You don't get your money if you don't get your vaccine. So if they're doing that in Africa, guess what? It's like gruesome Newsom's ideas and ideology flowing over that border coming in here to get Nevada, making us California. So much for starting the show off with a happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I am in such a good mood this morning. I went to a wonderful, wonderful meeting last night, and I think I talked too long because I'm a little bit hoarse this morning. I'm not a hoarse. I'm a little bit hoarse in the throat. And I went and spoke at the Nevada Patriots. Stop that. I went and spoke at the Nevada Patriots meeting last night, and such a wonderful group of people. Bruce Parks is really bringing people together and putting the information out that people need, and just had an amazing time. The people there want to be educated. They want to hear from the different speakers, and I'm so glad that I was asked to speak because I was able to, you know, hear from people like Lynn Chapman, and Sharon Engel was there. She was giving an update on the Election Integrity Project here in Nevada and the lawsuit that they have with the Supreme Court that was against AB4, and just the reckless handling of your ballot. So hopefully I want to get her on the show on Monday, because this is just incredible what we're having to go through to fight for an election process that is not rigged, that is not fraught with fraud. And if you listen to any county in any state, if the registrar of voters comes to you and says, oh, no, we cleaned the rolls and blah, 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 everything's perfect, and it, then they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Don't know. Because I get the pictures, I get the notifications every single day from people in counties all around us and Washoe. I got duplicate ballots. I got ballot for my mother who's been dead for 2 years. I got ballot for the person who had my apartment before me, who passed away. That's why I got the apartment. I got ballots. I live in Texas. Yet they tracked me down here. You know that something is up when a governor, a very bad disgrace of a governor, puts forth a bill that changes the election process that we already have in place that is working fine and usurps the power of the Secretary of State. That's their job. Secretary of State controls the elections of actually whichever state. Sisolak could have done one thing. One thing. And people wouldn't be probably suing in an uproar, but he didn't. What didn't he do? Require ballot harvesters to take responsibility for the ballots that they harvest. You bring these in. You have your identification. You fill out a little form, you sign it, say, I take responsibility for these, I collected these, blah, blah, blah. Tracking process. Where did these ballots come from? Who went out and handled them? Nope. Wouldn't do it. Something so simple. Yet he wouldn't do it. Even Democrats, independents, you have to ask yourself why. Why wouldn't he do something that simple? Because that's where the fraud is. That is where the fraud is committed. So I urge everyone, if you know a senior citizen, if you know someone who doesn't speak English so well, is maybe new to the area, but here legally. If you know anyone who has maybe diminished mental capacity, anyone who is a target, please help them. Help them understand to not give their ballot to anyone who they do not know or who they do not trust 100%. Because you know what the sad part of all of this is? Family members will take the votes of those who are at risk, who are vulnerable, and they will change their ballots if they know how they're voting. Because that's what society has become now. You pretend you're going to take care of somebody, but then you use them for your own ambitions, for your own ideals. And if that means that people on the left take grandma and grandpa's votes, who have been staunch conservatives, but aren't able to, don't have the faculties there anymore because of age, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, the ones who are in this 20-something, 30-something, even 40-something group, who are just so beyond so beyond ethics and integrity that they're willing to change a family member's vote, they will change anybody's vote. And we've seen it. If you think that it's not going to happen here, then I don't know what to tell you, because I've been screaming this from the rooftops for months, ever since this came out, ever since the Democrats on 24-hour notice to the Republicans, to the Secretary of State, passed AB4 with no hearings, no, you know, this was the governor's, this is what the governor wanted. So it was just shoved down our throats. If that doesn't give you pause enough as an independent or a Democrat to say, you know what? Yeah. We need to get this guy out. I saw the most beautiful sight the other day as I was coming home from a doctor's appointment. I'm driving down South Virginia. There, I look over and I always look at Willie Brothers building, because the firearms building, because it's just a beautiful old building. It's historic. So I always kind of glance over at it. I notice there's a woman sitting out at the edge of the property right there, and there's a sign and there's a table and a vehicle. And I'm like, what is going on here? As I looked and I glanced, it was somebody collecting signatures for the recall petition. Just sitting there, had the table, the signs and everything up. Just sitting there doing their part, because that's how much this means to them. Reading their book, waiting for people to come by and sign the recall petition. How incredible is that? You didn't see that the first go around, as much as we do now. And I have to tell you, I was so proud when I brought this up last night at the Nevada Patriots meeting, and the county coordinator, the county lead, said, oh yeah, she's from, I think it was Lyon, or it was an outside county, but she was willing to come here because Washoe and Clark are the hardest to get the signatures in, because there are so many just and I'm not going to say brain dead, because they're not brain dead. They're doing it for a reason. They're not signing it for a reason. But to have people come from other counties and help Washoe County get those signatures, that just really made me feel good. What still irks me off, though, with everything that we've gone through and everything that we continue to go through, is that our elected representatives still won't sign the petition. Why do you think that is? Well, it's not going to work. You know what? I don't give a rat's patoot if you think it's going to work. Maybe it doesn't. That doesn't answer the question of why you won't sign it and back your constituents? Good question in an election year, don't you think? What are your elected representatives doing and not doing? Give them a call. Give them a call, an email, a text if you know some of them personally, and ask them why, as your representative, they won't sign the recall petition. And then if they say they signed it, ask which county they signed it in and, you know, who their lead is, where they signed it. Let me know if they tell you they sign it, and I'll tell you if they did or not. All right, we'll be back. Phone lines are open up. Talk, text. I've gotten it out of my system. If you want to sign the recall petition, if you want to get involved in recalling this just disgrace of an unconstitutional governor, and I'll just leave it at that because I can come up with a lot more terms. Taking NevadaBack.com. TakingNevadaBack.com. All the information you need is right there, including how you can get your own petition. You can't download it. I was wrong on that, but they will send it to you because they have to keep track of everything because they are doing it 100% the right way. So did the other group, but this group giving you a few more options as well, because we have to be as hard-nosed as the governor is and the Democrats to make sure you have this opportunity, which they are trying to cut out. We'll be back right after this. Whatever you want to talk about, it's a free-for-all Friday. I've got a story that I posted on Facebook last weekend about BLM that will just make your blood boil, and it should. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this fabulous free-for-all Friday, whatever you want to call in and talk about. I do have to let everybody know for the last 2 days, thank you so much for all the emails and texts, and I will get you my list ASAP. I got a little overwhelmed with my emails for the request because there was one thing, as most people know, I stole this from Carol Feinberg, which you can easily contact Carol and get the list directly from her, because I had a change on one of the judges. So I made a stand just on one of the judges. So I will either send you my list or you can contact Carol Feinberg for her list as well. And I want to let you know that Conservative Talk Lunch is going to be coming back on October 14th. And they have a new location, which is pretty cool because the owner of this business has opened up his business with no fear. He's, you know, he's following the guidelines, you know, so he's not going to get in trouble. But for larger gatherings, Mount Rose Republican Women's Club is meeting there now. We're having our debate viewings there. We're having our regular meetings there. More and more people, Conservative Talk Lunch is now meeting there. Paisan's Old World Deli. It's really easy to find. It's a huge location. So, well, people can go and actually gather there. We used to have our meetings at Tamarack Junction and, well, haven't been able to get in there for a year, even when things started opening up. So ever since it changed hands, I don't think we're going to be going back in there because of the way that they've treated us, which is unfortunate because we loved that location. But the new owner not interested in some reason booking a 60-person event for once a month and having it guaranteed for an entire year. Wow. That's good business. Which makes me wonder who actually bought the place. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, happy Free for All Friday. What's up?
Yes, happy Friday to you, Monica. Listen, I have a question about the upcoming election. Now, apparently they're sending in everybody a mail-in ballot, but from reading the brochure, it says that if you want to vote in person, but they're going to do it here at the community center, they have early voting. But it says about
Kevin. Wait a minute, Kevin. Wait a minute. Before, where are you at? What community center?
Carson City Community Center.
Carson City. Okay.
Yeah, on Roop Street there. Anyway, it says you'll have to surrender your mail-in ballot before being issued a new ballot to vote using a voting machine, which is what I want to do because I want to vote in person. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious when they're going to send these mail-in ballots because I haven't got mine yet. I guess you have to take it in there with you and then they cancel it or whatever.
Right. And, you know, I just – that bothers me. I want to get the final word on what happens when you take it in because I want to take it in two pieces. I want to rip it in half so it cannot be opened up and used as a blank ballot later on.
You know, me too. I was concerned about that. And also,
it's about who counts the ballots.
And I'm also concerned that I haven't got the mail-in ballot yet, so I don't know when they're going to do that.
You know, again, this is where it falls into the mail and if Carson County has actually sent them out yet, because I just received my ballot yesterday. And one of my producers said he received his ballot like 2 days ago, right? The next day that they mailed him out. But that's Washoe County.
It's a little bit unclear as whether you bring it in with you or whether they just have you sign the affidavit to cancel your mail ballot.
Well, they have to do both. Okay, so whichever one goes in first. So if you vote electronically and you still haven't received your ballot, then it'll just be kicked out later. And you can tell them that hey, I haven't received my ballot yet, and I want to vote early because early voting starts for Washoe County. I'm sorry, it's different for everybody. For Washoe County, it starts on the 17th.
Same here.
But
same here, 17th.
If you get your ballot ahead of time, you have to take it with you. And then just, you know, if you're like me, tear it in half. If you haven't received your ballot and you want to electronically vote early, just go in. They can't keep you from voting. So just go in and say, hey, I haven't received my ballot yet.
Oh, good, because in case there's a snafu in the mail system and I don't get the mail ballot.
Exactly.
You can
exactly.
still vote. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. They can't keep you from voting electronically. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the...
This whole thing is just such a mess. I don't know, man. It's just crazy. But anyway, I'm going to vote in person. Then I know for sure it goes to Trump.
Good for you. And make sure you check the paper scroll that goes along with it and make sure it matches, okay? And keep an eye on things. I'll reiterate a story that Sharon Engel told us last night that is just horrific about the voting machines, but I don't want to scare too many people off. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in today. We got to take a quick break here with Fox News, get a little update on what's happening around the world and locally, but we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I got to send some love here. Of course, I'm always talking about Washoe County, what's going on here in Reno and Sparks, and of course, Carson City and Douglas County, but I want to send all my love right now to Mineral County. Hawthorne, totally in my heart. Mena, Shores, Walker Lake, that entire area, Aurora, Lunning. We can't do this without you as well. Okay, I know the reception off and on. You can listen by computer. The podcasts are there for you. But don't ever think that we don't have our love for Mineral County, even though I, you know, when I'm spouting off Lion and Churchill, you just never says Mineral. It's like, I love Mineral, too. It's just sometimes I forget. I'm sorry. As far as getting better coverage out there, it's not up to Jerry. It's up to the FCC, and it's up to licensing. So we would take over the entire state, trust me. If Jerry could, he would take over all of Northern Nevada and have have the shows broadcast from top to bottom. So just know that we're thinking about you, Mineral County. And, you know, a lot of the things that I talk about affect you as well. It's the same thing for the statewide ballot questions. It's the same thing for a lot of the elected officials, you know. The judges, remember, those are, the judges are countywide. Supreme Court judge is statewide. So Douglas Herndon on that one. Let's go back to what I was kind of wrapping up there with in the last segment and in voting. And I just got a quick text here from a very good friend in Carson, and that Carson County is mailing their ballots out next week. So what does that tell you? Here we are so close to early voting, and Carson isn't even going to mail them out until next week. Early voting starts a week from Saturday, October 17th, and then it runs until the 30th. I guess voting on the 31st. Who wants to vote on what's supposed to be the scariest day of the, of the year? So, well, kind of works in that way. So I'm not so worried about waiting to have your ballot in hand. They can't keep you from voting on the machines if you have not voted. They want you to bring your paper ballot in, which I think should be destroyed when you take it in. Just saying. There's already too many of those things floating around out there anyway that can be used to change the vote. And they have. They have been used. And that's why I urge you to get involved with the Election Integrity Project, because of the fact that we're not going to know on July 4th. July 4th. See, I say the 4th and I automatically think July. Happy birthday, America. But I mean November 4th. Because research what it takes to find those bad ballots, what it takes to find those illegals that are voting, what it takes to find the corruption. We're still working on the 2016 election. And that's because it has been initiated. There are votes from races for decades that should have been researched, because voter fraud has been going on ever since the voting process was brought to this country. It's a natural. People will do anything to win for their side. And I'm not even saying that that's just Democrats. Vast majority is, but even Republicans have done it. But when you have Democrat operatives coming out and saying, this is what I've done for the last 30 years, this is how I do it, it's really easy, it's really got to make you stop and think. And I hope it is making you stop and think and helping share the word of what's going on. We are in a time right now that if you don't do your own research, if you don't ask the tough questions, even of the candidates you think you know, then nothing is going to change. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we're going to have a very special guest with us by the name of Mark T. Jackson. He's been on the show before, and he's brought us information about the Stronghold Freedom Foundation and our K-2 veterans who are just flat out being ignored. And he'll explain that in more detail to you. But when he was on last time, I asked him to do something for me with our congressional representatives, and he did it. And he's going to get back with us today after 11 to give us an update on how the needs of those who have served this country are not being taken care of. All right. They're going to mess with you any way they can. Chris, thank you so much for the email this morning. It's just, it's ridiculous how... absolutely ridiculous how the other side gets involved with their, what do you want to call it, social engineering, the cancel culture. I mean, the list goes on and on. But this is now using Yelp. Freaking believable. So Yelp is putting a little something out there. Let me tell you what Chris says. Chris says, hey, Monica, take a look at the email I received from Yelp below. Unbelievable. I am a brown-skinned minority, and I find the below absolutely ridiculous. It just creates more divisiveness. This is from Yelp for Business. We are excited to see the open to all attribute displayed on your Yelp business page, showing your customers, employees, and community that you are committed to creating a safe, welcoming, and inclusive space. What? Isn't that what all business owners strive to do? Isn't that how you build your business? They have the open to all pledge, their business toolkit, and the unlearning bias training video. And they want you to sign the pledge so you get your little sticker that basically says BLM, Antifa, because that's what I'm tying all this BS into. The virtue signaling of today's society, open to all attribute. All right. You know what? If you're concerned about what people on Yelp are thinking, then you're not doing enough for your business. Because I, as the average person, couldn't care less about Yelp and their reviews. If you have a good business, trust me, it's the advertising that has been around for millennia. We're going back before Christ. Because if you have a good business, it's called word of mouth. I mean, there are restaurants and businesses out there that don't even have to advertise. Which really kills me because, you know, hello, that's what we're here for. But they don't have to because it's called word of mouth. People love your business. They say, oh, gosh, you know, had dinner at Paisan's the other day. All of our meetings now being held at Paisan's. It gets out there. and then people follow. You don't need the BS of places like Yelp to build your business. If anything, half of the time people are fighting with these people because they allow the bogus reviews. It's just ridiculous. Run your business, watch your business, watch your employees, know what's going on, and you will succeed. Because community loves community business and local businesses. And look at how many have failed because they started backing that BLM when they get involved with stuff like this. People are tired of the virtue signaling. They're tired of being told that, oh, you're a racist if you don't support BLM, the Marxist organization, the anti-America organization. In my opinion, the anti-Black organization. Yeah. Because they don't help the Black community. All they do is help themselves. Check out the fraud stories with their bank account. All right. We'll be back right after this. And Frederick is going to give us an update on what is going on this weekend. If you want to fly your freak flag. No, I'm kidding. That's an old joke. If you want to support our president, if you want to support America, if you want to get out there and just be seen and heard, every weekend there's fun things for you to do. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So greatly appreciate you being here today. Answer today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should President Trump participate in the next presidential debate if it is virtual? If it's a virtual debate? I absolutely say no, because it's just a way for Biden to cheat and be taken care of, which there's a lot being said right now about the 25th Amendment, because Nancy Pelosi is putting together a presidential commission to look at the fitness of President Trump. But I don't think it's just about that. I think that they are actually looking at the 25th Amendment right now to set the precedent and get people familiar with it, because, you know, when they cheat to win. So getting Biden in at president, I think she's testing it out to use on Biden if he wins. Just a personal thought. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Troy before I go over yesterday's questions. Hey, Troy, you want to talk about mail-in ballots?
Yeah, I have just recently moved in here from Texas. I was born and raised here, but I had been gone for 16 years, and I'm back now. Well, thank you very much. And honestly, we just bought a house 2 months ago, and I've registered to vote, and we're ready to go. But what's so funny to me is that the mail-in ballots that they're proposing, these are not absentee ballots where you actually request the ballot.
Right.
But this is something that they send out to you. Well, guess whose ballots I got the other day? The previous owners. I got both of their ballots in the mail. So explain to me how this isn't voter fraud, because I'm assuming I could probably turn in their ballots and vote for them. And yep. I think that is just the epitome of fraud and cheating, and I wouldn't put it past many Democrats to do that, you know, very thing.
Yeah, that's exactly why the lawsuit was brought by the Election Integrity Project and, you know, what people have been screaming about left and right. And it's up to people that have integrity like yourself, that when you get something like that, You destroy it. You don't throw it in the trash intact. You shred it up. You rip it and, you know, a couple of pieces. Because people are dumpster diving. They're dumpster diving. They're going into other people's mailboxes. They're following mail trucks, from what I understand, in some locations, to see when they actually deliver ballots to good old-fashioned mailboxes where you can go and get into them, not the box, you know, the big boxes that you see on the corner. This is what it is, Troy. I'm sorry you had to come home to this.
Well, there, you know what, and I will say this, is I left and I went to Texas, and Texas is obviously a very red state, very conservative state. Coming back here, I was fully expecting, I mean, even all my friends back home, they were like, wow, you're going to the West Coast? And when I got out here, I was stunningly surprised on how many conservatives and Trump supporters, especially in a town of Virginia City, which we were in a couple weeks ago. It is unbelievably supportive of conservatives. It's unfortunate that all the leaders have been already elected. Big-time voting on November 3rd is going to hopefully change that.
All right. Well, don't forget about early voting starting October 17th, too. Thanks, Troy. Thanks for the call and the update. See, it's happening everywhere. You are the ones who need to be vigilant and make sure that it doesn't happen. We'll be back.